Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Match Life Pod in 8. I'm so happy you stopped by for this 8-minute chat. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you to reach out to us on our website, matchlifepodin8.com. We are here to help you, to encourage you. If you have a prayer request, if you want to connect with us, I want to know. I want to know if this show is helping you. If you have a theme that you want to talk about, let's talk about it on this show to help encourage other believers who are having the same problem that you may have.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Match Life Pod in 8. I am so happy that you have joined me today. It has been a blessing doing these podcasts. I was on a little break because I had a lot of things going on, but you know, I try to do it as often as I possibly can, and I just love sharing what the Word of God has, what God has revealed to me when reading the Word of God. Today, we're going to talk about complaining. Because I know in society, in our lives, you know, people think, well, I mean, it's okay to complain. You know, it's okay to tell you how I feel. It's my truth. But what does the Word of God say about complaining? And you know, nevertheless, and not even more than and what the Word of God says, what does it do also for us when we complain? Let's first step outside and see, what does complaining really mean? Well, in the Bible, complaining means anon, which means to murmur. You know, when you have your children, you ask your children to do something and they're like, right? And they're murmuring. Well, complaining shows that we're ungrateful, for the things that God has given us. You know, we major in the minor often, and that is something that God does not want us to do, because what does it do? It draws us away from the kingdom of God. When we complain, Joyce Meyer said it best, when we complain, we remain. And then the Holy Spirit gave me this: yield and be filled. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, we become filled with the fruit of the Spirit, and we learn patience, self-control, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness. We learn love. We learn those things from the Holy Spirit. So we have to yield in order to be filled. But when we complain, we will remain in our mess. Our anchor scripture for today is Galatians 5, 5 through 7. And Paul says, "For we through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" Amen. And I'm going to read the number 8 as well. "This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Now, if you know in the Bible, leaven is actually something that is what Jesus said puffs people up, right? It can be synonymous with pride, selfish ambition, jealousy. Leaven is anything that is not of God. Right? And he says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. That means when we complain, right? The Bible says, who hindered you? Sometimes we hinder ourselves. Complaining can hinder us from walking in the fullness of the knowledge of God. And that hinders our purpose, and that hinders our walk with God. And so again, I'm going to ask you, do you want to complain and remain, or do you want to yield and be filled? The Word of God says it is by faith working through love. When we start to complain, have you ever noticed your faith starts to diminish? Have you ever noticed that when you complain, your faith in God starts to diminish? And those things that he said he was going to do, you start to question. You're like, well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure he's going to do that. He said he was going to do it, but I don't know. I'm not sure I believe it. We start to doubt God, and that hinders us from our walk with God. And then what happens when we become hindered with our walk? We become a little leaven, right? Those things in the world start to puff us up. Maybe we got a promotion, puffs us up. Maybe we got a little piece of money, puffs us up. Maybe someone gave us a compliment and said, oh my goodness, I can see the favor of God on you, puffs us up. Instead of saying, all glory be to God, we say, yeah, I did that. I did that. And so this is a very, 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 very important thing that we have to not complain. The children of Israel complained, remember? The children of Israel complained, and God called them a stiff-necked people because complaining shows ungratefulness to God. But the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. Even in Job 33, he says, why do you complain against him that he does not give an account of all his doings? And you know what? One thing I love about Job is Job didn't complain. Tell me why all the people around him were complaining about his condition, but Job himself did not complain. He says, I will curse the day that I'm born. I will curse every single day, but I will not complain. Job knew the importance of yielding to the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit was back then. Yes, he wasn't as pronounced as I guess we have him now. But yes, he was back then. He understood the importance of yielding to God. Yielding to God. And I love James 5:9. He says, do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. He says, do not complain. Do not complain. Don't remain in this situation, because behold, the king is here. He is standing at the door. And when Jesus comes back, how do you want to be found? Do you want to be found complaining, or do you want to be found remaining in the word of God? Do you want to be yielding to the Holy Spirit? You know, that Greek word complain is interesting because it says to groan. It's stenazo, right? It means to groan with grief, right? With grief. But God says, I will give you beauty for your ashes, joy for your mourning. So why are we grieving? Why are we mourning? God has given us the secret to it all. And God has given us his Holy Spirit. So beloved, whenever you feel yourself complaining, just remember, complain and remain, yield and be filled. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit today. Yes, yield to his unwavering love today. Yes, yield to the fruit of the Spirit today, not our own flesh, not our own circumstances. We want to yield to the things of God and leave everything else alone, because God is the only one that can save us and save our souls. He says in the Bible, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, of the one who can kill the body, but be afraid of that one who can kill the soul. So right now, beloved, I just pray and I encourage you to let's not complain today. Let's remain in the word of God today. Let's remain in the Holy Spirit today. Let's remain so that we can be filled and healed in this day and time. I thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Matchlight Pod in 8. I pray that this has helped you and that you will keep running the race. Like Paul says, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time, guys. Shalom. Bye-bye.